Your boss, Secretary Rubio, right now is accompanying President Trump in the Middle East.
That's right. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is with President Trump, and they have just a really big week in U.S. foreign policy this week in Saudi Arabia. They'll be going to Qatar together. And Tony, they're really focusing on investments in this region and what this could bring to the American economy in infrastructure, energy, technology, as well as continuing our efforts to fight against terrorism and bring about more prosperity and stability in the Middle East. Afterwards, the secretary will travel to Turkey, and that's where he'll continue the conversation on efforts to end the war in Russia and Ukraine, as well as increasing defense investments with our NATO allies. So it's a big week for U.S. foreign policy.
And while he is in Turkey, as you mentioned, he'll be meeting with NATO allies. The relationship with other nations in NATO, is that a priority to reestablish some of those relationships?
Well, you know what? We have longstanding relationships with our NATO allies. It's important to have the allies contribute their fair share to making NATO strong, capable of securing and defending itself, and that's a priority for us, as you mentioned.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, right now he is with President Trump in the areas, you know, Qatar and that part of the world. That's awfully close to Israel and to Gaza. Any plans to have any trips to Israel or to the Gaza region as part of the peace-seeking efforts while the president is there?
Well, I have no plans to announce at this time as far as to Israel exactly, but what I can say is not a day goes by where we are not focused. This administration is focused on creative solutions that will secure peace, protect Israel, and leave Hamas empty-handed. We want to support the people of Gaza. You've heard the president say that we are really going to work quickly to get urgent food aid into Gaza in a way that prevents it from falling into the hands of terrorists and Hamas. And that's a priority for us. This is exactly what we're working on. But we know the situation on the ground is dire, and we're focused on it every day.
Yeah, the Deputy Secretary of State was on hand to greet a group of white South African Afrikaners who arrived for resettlement into the United States.
That's right. I mean, this is a priority for this administration to focus on human rights abuses. This group of individuals, these Afrikaner farmers, have a longstanding history in South Africa, which many of our Americans may be aware of. But this was a real big day for them coming into the United States. You saw the images with their USA flags being welcomed here so that they will not face discrimination or persecution based on their ethnicity in South Africa.
Very early in the Trump administration, back in January, the president had temporarily paused the refugee resettlement program. So why was the exception made for this particular group from South Africa?
Well, great question. And I think what I would really do is just really take it back to the big picture, which is this president has delivered a promise to secure our border and prioritize the needs of American citizens. And that includes really focusing on sort of removing any mass immigration and mass migration programs that we have had over the last couple of years that have contributed to issues when it relates to our crisis with securing our border and crisis with illegal immigration. This is a particular program with the Afrikaners that was negotiated with partners in the U.S. government. And I would say that our focus right now is really decreasing illegal immigration writ large and focusing on the scourge that it has caused as it relates to human trafficking issues, the flow of fentanyl into the country. And this is a priority for this administration, and this is exactly why we've had such great numbers with the border, right? A 95% decrease in illegal aliens crossing our border. This is because of the administration's leadership.
Well, skipping around the globe once again, Mignon, this morning, the proposal for a meeting between President Zelensky of Ukraine and Vladimir Putin, is there anything new to tell us about that? Is that actually going to happen?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, we are hopeful for an end to this war. You know, I don't want to speak specifics about sort of the diplomatic discussions and where they stand on the meeting. But what I can say is we have really been clear that this war has to come to an end, that there's been too much suffering and loss in this region, and we need both sides to come to the table to have compromises and negotiate a peace and a resolution that will be sustainable. This is the best path forward, and so we are really hoping for a negotiated peace and an agreement that can move forward with this peace.
Well, Mignon, Deputy Spokesman for the State Department and Alamance County native, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a real pleasure, Tony. Thank you so much for having me.
Come back again soon.